that your pastor called me, and he wanted me to come, I think, that following Sunday evening. But unfortunately, I was booked, and our schedule has just been phenomenal, what the Lord's done. When this thing started to come together, Pastor Mick said, why don't you pick up, you know, a few Wednesday nights, a few Sunday nights, and, you know, go out and raise a little support. Well, I started calling pastors, and just my schedule just filled up so quickly. And all along the way, God's blessed and God's provided. God's keeping us busy. And it seems like every month comes around, I'm telling my wife, you know, things are settling down. Well, things ain't settling down, amen. But hey, it's a blessing because God's doing it. I often say this, it feels like, you know, we're hanging on as God does the work. Yeah. But I like it that way because I certainly wouldn't want to be forcing my way into this thing. I like when God does it, amen. And he's allowing us to be a part of it. And so that's just phenomenal to me that God would give us a city to go to, amen. But what I want to talk about tonight is things don't happen by accident, amen. I'm sorry. No, not in Vermilion. Not in Vermilion. It's the only, we'll be the only independent Baptist church in Vermilion, and there's 43,000 souls in the surrounding communities in Vermilion itself. And so there's a harvest field there, and so we're anxious to get going. And so we praise the Lord for that, because we prayed and God directed us in that way. And so we're thankful for that. But what I want to look at tonight is a foundation. Having a heritage to pass on. I appreciate the young people tonight. They certainly was a blessing. But one thing I want to emphasize, that things like that don't happen by accident. Amen. The Bethel Baptist Church didn't happen by accident. The church your pastor planted in Toledo didn't happen by accident, but it was placed upon a foundation. And folks, we need to have a foundation in our lives. And what we'll see here in Matthew chapter 7, we'll go ahead and begin reading verse 24. And what we see here is simply Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus, closing out the Sermon on the Mount. We know in Matthew chapter 5, he began the Sermon on the Mount and had multitudes there and started preaching, gave the Beatitudes, went through Matthew chapter 5, chapter 6, and chapter 7. And then he gets to the closing here of chapter 7. And, you know, sometimes we like the sum of things. You know, I like things simple, amen. And I think this is what the Lord Jesus Christ does for us here. He brings it to a sum. He goes, okay, this is of everything we just said. This is the sum of it. And please look there, verse 24. He says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Let's pray. Our Father, we thank you, Lord. It's been good to be in your house tonight, but we ask you to meet with us and work in our hearts and change us tonight, Lord, that we be more conformed to the image of your dear Son. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Folks, anything that's built, whether it's a family, whether it's a church, is built upon a foundation. A country is built upon a foundation. And the question is, what kind of foundation do we build upon? In Joshua chapter 1 says this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, and that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. And so if we were honest with each other tonight, and we could determine or kind of see the outcome of our lives, we would want that prosperity, and we would want that success, amen. Again, things don't happen by accident. We have to have a foundation in our lives, and we see that clearly in the here. What we see is what the Lord Jesus Christ teaching us. But what Joshua says here, this is based upon the Word of God. And so we may want that at the end of our lives to be prosperous and successful. We may want our children to love and serve God. These are great things. And we want that prosperity and success in God's eyes, not in the world's eyes. But folks, we have a prerequisite to do that, and it's based upon the Word of God and having the Word of God as our foundation. And what we see here in Matthew chapter 7, Jesus Christ clearly shows us two foundations. He clearly shows us two foundations. He shows us what they're made he shows us what they're made out of, but he also shows us the outcome, and it's the outcome that matters. Because so often we allow, we see here the floods, the storms, the winds blow, and we allow those things and the circumstances of life to dictate our behavior. And we're not thinking about the outcome. And so I want to talk about the outcome tonight. And the first thing we see here, what Jesus shows us, is what I want to show is the wrong foundation. And we won't take time to read the scriptures, but we see the first step in the wrong direction. The first step in having the wrong foundation is a rejection of the sayings of Jesus Christ. We see here that the way Jesus Christ had these scriptures here, these that would not do what Jesus said, they heard the sayings of Jesus. And so we know that they had the same opportunities as others had. They heard the word of God. They heard the Sermon on the Mount. But Jesus said, everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not. And so we see that this man had the opportunity. You and I have the opportunity. We're hearing the word of God. But we see here this wrong foundation rejects the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. And what I want you to notice, though, is in the latter part of verse 27, we see how the first step of building on the wrong foundation, folks were building on something. And if we're not building upon the Word of God, we're building upon sand. But what I want you to notice here is latter part of verse 27. We see the outcome, and that the house it fell, and it says great was the fall of it. We see great was the fall of it. And so that's the outcome I want to show you here in this wrong foundation. Jesus Christ says great was the fall of it. Now we think, we can make our own decisions. I'm my own man. I don't affect anyone else. Well, that's a lie of the devil, because we do influence other people. There's a group of young people stood up here tonight and sang praise to God because there's adults affecting their lives. Amen. And so we affect other people. And so Jesus says here, great was the fall of it. Now, why was the fall of that house so great? Is because innocent people are affected. If I don't build my life upon the Word of God, and if you don't build your life upon the Word of God, there's going to be some young people that are affected. And we can just scratch off that successful and prosperous outcome of our lives and that successful and prosperous outcome for the lives of those children. And so we see Jesus said great was the fall of it. Not only are innocent people affected, these young people could be the next preachers, the next pastors, right, the next missionaries, right, to go around the world. And if we don't build upon the sayings of Jesus Christ, that's why Jesus said great was the fall of it, because the effect is great. Not only that, but generations are affected. Generations are affected. Nations are affected. That's why Jesus said great was the fall of it. In Isaiah 1, verse 4, it says, "Ah, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors. They have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger. They are gone away backward." Folks, our nation's different than it used to be. And our nation is affected because of a rejection of the Word of God, because of a rejection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Nations, we see in history, nations that were once great and powerful become weak and defeated because of the wrong foundation. In the book of Daniel, we read of the Babylonian Empire. We read the image of the head of gold, how great and mighty that empire was. We read of the Mede-Persian Empire. We read of Alexander the Great and the Grecian Empire conquered the then-known world, seemingly great and mighty, powerful nations. But they did not last because they had the wrong foundation. They had the wrong foundation. We can study throughout scriptures. We see example after example. There again in the book of Daniel, we see King Belshazzar. Boy, he was the man, and he thought he had the world by the tail, and he was building his life upon a foundation, and he had that drunken feast, and he called for the holy vessels of God, and boy, he crossed the line that night, and then that's when the handwriting came up on the wall, saying, "Thou art weighed in the balance and found wanting," and you see, folks, that chapter ends with his murder. Now, why did he have such a bad outcome? Is because he didn't build his life and he didn't have the right foundation building upon the Word of God. In Luke chapter 12, we read about the rich young ruler had the barn and said, "I will build and bestow my goods, my goods and my fruits and all that." But he built upon the wrong foundation as well. And God showed up and said, "Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. And so we see the danger of building upon the wrong foundation. It's not because of the circumstances, it's because of the outcome. It's a bad outcome. But folks, we're going to have an outcome. We're going to have an outcome in our lives, and it's up to you and I whether it's going to be a good outcome or a bad outcome. But aren't you glad that even though we see in scriptures, we see the negative things, Jesus Christ also shows us the positive things. You may be sitting here tonight, and you know we may have been building our lives upon the wrong foundation, but God's desire is that we would start building tonight upon the right foundation and have the right outcome no matter what age we are. And so we see Jesus here teaches us the right foundation, and it's built upon the sayings of Jesus Christ. It's built upon the Word of God. In 1 Corinthians 3, verse 11, "For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ." The right foundation begins with salvation.
Yes.
Jesus said you must be born again.
Yes.
We must have that time in our lives, that spiritual birthday. Folks, you're here tonight and you're alive. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Pastor Skyver's alive. We know that. Amen. There was a time in each of our lives we had a birthday. Amen. I was born in 1968, turned 40 last year. Amen. I know I don't look it, but praise the Lord.
Woo!
But I have, woo! Amen. But there's that time when I was born. Amen. 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 Right here. Amen. But there should be a time when we were born again. Amen. If we're going to have the right foundation and have that successful and prosperous outcome that Joshua talked about, we're going to have a spiritual birthday, amen, a specific date when you got saved.
Yes.
It was a specific date when you got saved, and that's the kind of foundation that we should build upon. If we're going to pass along some good things to our children, we're going to pass along spiritual things. Tozer said this, "If our faith is to have a firm foundation, we must be convinced beyond any possible doubt that God is altogether worthy of our trust." Boy, he certainly is. God is good.
Yeah.
God is good. When the Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy, he mentioned some things, and he said that thy profiting may appear to all. You know, when you live for God, you know, and we shouldn't do it to be seen of men, but you'll be seen of men. You think the city of Ravenna sees the Bethel Baptist Church? Of course they see. They see testimony, and they should see testimony. Amen.
Right.
We think of the story of the maniac of Gadara when he was possessed of the devil and had that horrible life. And Jesus Christ came along, he got saved, and he had the testimony. He was sitting and clothed in his right mind, a visible testimony. They could see that there was a change took place in that guy's life, and he wanted to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I think that's the sweetest testimony.
Yes.
But I love what Jesus said to him. He said, "Go and tell what great things the Lord hath done for you." Amen. So the city could see there was a difference, but they needed to hear what the difference was. And see, that's the right foundation, folks, and that's the kind of foundation we need to have. And the Word of God is worthy of our trust. The sayings of Jesus Christ is worthy of our trust. His Word is pure. The Bible says the words of the Lord are pure words.
Yes.
His Word is perfect. His Word is perfect.
Yep.
Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths."
Yeah.
The Bible says, lean not unto your own understanding. Folks, my understanding is unreliable. My heart is unreliable. The Bible says that my heart is desperately wicked, and it certainly is.
Yeah.
And my heart's unreliable. That book's not unreliable.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. Amen. We can build our lives upon that book.
Yeah.
And we should. And if we want that successful and prosperous outcome, we want that good foundation, we want to pass on some good things to our children, we want to pass on some good things to those around us, our lives should be built upon the Word of God. His Word is perfect. His Word is preserved. His Word is practical. Amen. Aren't you glad His Word is practical?
Yes.
We can see it for what we are, and we can get saved. We can do the commands of God. We can do the things that He says we can do. The Bible says, "Be holy, for I am holy." Can you believe that we can be holy?
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
Hey, it's beyond me, but God said we can be holy. We should be holy.
Yes.
Amen? The Bible says, "Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness."
Yes.
Amen? A holy life worships the Lord. The Bible's practical. We can do what God tells us to do, and it should be a delight to the child of God. 1 John 5, 3 says, "For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous." It should be a delight to serve God and be in the service of the King. His Word is holy. His Word is eternal. The Word of God is worthy of our trust to build our lives upon.
our marriages upon, our families upon, our churches upon, that will give us a good foundation, a goodly heritage. I want you to notice verse 25. Verse 25 says, "And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock." You see, folks, we can rest assured that even though we're born-again believers in Christ, that the rain still come, the floods still come, the winds still blow. We could ask Brother Job, amen, and he would say, yeah, that still happens. But he said, blessed be the name of the Lord, amen. How could he do that? He had a good outcome because he was built upon the right foundation. Joseph, he went through hard times and trials. He said, God meant it for good. He was built upon the right foundation. Folks, we can rest assured that we'll have struggles and challenges. Our lives will be beat upon. Our houses will be beat upon. But notice what the scripture says. And it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock.
Yeah.
So, folks, when you're going through those hard times, and when you're going through those trials, and you're going through those valleys, remember the outcome. The house isn't coming down if it's built upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't let circumstances dictate you. Don't let circumstances toss you to and fro. Stay faithful to God. Set your heart on him. And then finally, we see the authority of this foundation. In verses 28 and 29, "And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes." You see, the difference is Jesus Christ and his word, amen.
Yes.
You heard me mention in the DVD that I got saved after coming in contact with Jehovah's Witnesses. But praise the Lord that God intervened quickly and showed me that they were wrong.
Yes.
Amen. But you know what? He didn't leave me there. I love 2 Timothy 3:16. It says, "For all scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine."
Amen.
It's profitable for reproof.
Yes.
Showing us where we're wrong. But it says it's profitable for correction. So it says, hey, this is wrong. Let me show you what's right.
Yes.
Amen. We can get right with God. We can get saved. The authority of this foundation is Jesus Christ himself. Folks, God wants us to have that foundation. God wants us to make a difference in people's lives. God wants us to have a good outcome. Amen. He wants us to have that success. He wants us to have that prosperity. But it's up to us. The Word of God is not complicated. Amen. It's us that makes it complicated. But here it's cut and dried. We're either like the wise man or we're either like the foolish man. We're either building our house upon the sand or we're building upon a rock. We're either going to have a house that falls or a house that stands. You see, folks, we're a free moral agent, if you will. We make our own choices, amen.
Right.
And praise the Lord, the house of God is filled tonight. What a blessing. But folks, Brother Skyver didn't come up and twist your arm and make you come to the house of God. You came with your free will, amen.
Right.
And I commend you for that. It's good to be in the house of God. But folks, we need to make a conscious decision. We're going to build upon this book.
Yes.
Amen. Just as Tozer said, we need to be convinced beyond any possible doubt that word, that book is altogether worthy of our trust.
Amen.
Amen. Don't listen to the lies of the devil because he's a liar. And he'll say, God's not good. You know, when he came into the Garden of Eden, and he came in there, and he didn't come in there screaming and shouting and hollering, did he? The devil didn't do that. What'd he say? And God said?
Yeah.
And God said.
Always question God's
and
authority.
And he still does that. He
yes,
still
sir.
Does that. Folks, don't listen to him.
God's
don't listen to him.
King James Bible.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Folks, listen to this promise here in Psalm 112. It says, "Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments." It says this, "His seed shall be mighty upon earth." Folks, do we want our seed, our influence, to be mighty upon earth? Amen. We certainly should.
Yeah.
It says, "The generation of the upright shall be blessed." Folks, we have the opportunity to have a mighty heritage. We have an opportunity to make a difference. Folks, when we go over to Vermilion, if I don't build upon that book, I'm doomed.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
And by God's grace, the Anchor Baptist Church can be based upon that book. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. I'm just going to trust God and believe in God and trust him to do a work there, folks. We need to be mindful of the lasting effects of our decisions. Amen.
Yes.
And build upon the Word of God. The Word of God will make the difference in a home, in a marriage, in a family. Husbands, wives, children, saturated with the Word of God is a sure foundation for a goodly heritage. Folks, we want that success. We want that prosperity in the eyes of God. Folks, the day is coming. We'll be standing before the Lord Jesus Christ, and we'll be glad if we build upon his Word. Let's pray tonight. Our Father, we thank you, Lord, for giving us your word and its power and its life-changing power, Lord. Thank you for the privilege you've given us to be here. I ask, God, you speak to hearts tonight as you begin in my heart. And just help me, Lord, have vision and passion just to love you and serve you in a greater way. Thank you for Pastor Skyver and his church. Thank you for the blessing it's been to be here, Lord. Please bless and work. Have your way now in this invitation time. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
If you had bowed, yeah, we're going to get it. Someone turn that heater off, too, on that baptistry. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Jesus said in Matthew 16:18, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Jesus started a local church when he was on this earth. It's perpetuated all down through the centuries. One thing I like about this young man, he knows the Bible. He knows the Bible that God gave us. He's out of a fundamental Baptist church, which I believe God's ordained, set forth his truth. So you just don't start a church. You got to be sent out from another one. Scripturally, it's right. He's being sent out from Lighthouse Baptist over there with the preacher there, Pastor Mick. And he knows his foundations on this holy Bible. We need to pray for him, pray for his wife. He's going to need her more than anything now. Mrs. Jamerson, you're going to need all the power of God with you, because he's going to need your help. I'm going to tell you that right now. You're here tonight, though you've never trusted Christ as your Savior. We're going to give you an opportunity to get saved right now. You've never been saved, and you'd like to be saved. You'd say, preacher, pray for me. I don't know if I'd die, if I'd go to heaven. I don't want to die and go to hell. Pray for anyone like that. Just raise a hand. Pastor, I'm not sure if I'm saved, and I don't want to go to hell. I want to go to heaven when I die. Just raise your hand. Anyone like that, I'll pray for you. I want to encourage you to pray for this preacher. Pray for his family. Man, that's so exciting to start a church. I remember the first Sunday we went down to Galena Street. We were sent out of Liberty Baptist Church. We didn't take one person, not one family from any church. We went down with just me and the two kids and Rosie. Brother Mal, when people came, there was 22 that showed up for Sunday school, 26 for church. Two ladies, and one had a daughter, Brother Carl. And they said, I said, how'd you know about our church? She said, we got one of your flyers, but she said 6 months ago, we promised God if he would put a church on Galena Street, we would go to, they weren't even saved. They said, we need to go to a church. And God, if you'll put a church on Galena Street, we'll know it's from heaven, and we'll go. And that was Mrs. Breska. She had a teenage daughter and her sister, and all three of them got saved. Not that day, but later on, they became members of heaven. They were there to the end, and they got saved. People walked in. They said, God just told me to walk, come in here. It's so exciting. Brother Michael, it's going to be so exciting. It's scary, too. I love starting churches. Oh, man. I think there's going to be a day you're going to have churches go up there and knock on doors. What's that day you want people to come up and help you? March? Okay. I'll try to get a hold of you. And you're starting. Is that the week before Easter or Easter? That's good. Good. That's what I would have told you to do. You got a smart preacher. Pastor Mixon, I think he's almost as smart as I am. He's a good guy. I like him. That's good. That's when I would have started it. That prepares it. Okay, we can do that. No problem. All right, let's stand. We'll sing one more verse. If you'd like to come for any reason, you come. If you're going to get baptized, you come. Anyway, anything you want to pray about, you come. Whatever how God would call you, you come.